So, question is it that the subtle body comes in the embryo in the womb in the seventh month and then the consciousness appears? But if that is so, then we see in abortion videos that the embryo is trying to save itself by avoiding the device which is going to abort it. So it seems that it has life at that time.
And another question related to this. What happens to the subtle body while coming into this material world or going to...
Yeah, it's a separate question. So, the soul goes from one body to another body. The subtle body goes with it. In fact, rather than saying the soul goes with the subtle body, actually rather than saying the subtle body goes and the soul goes there. Because the subtle body has attachments. Subtle body contains attachments.
Okay.
And according to our attachments, our next body is determined.
Okay.
Next cross body is determined. So, the example sometimes given that somebody is busy watching a TV. A thief comes and the thief starts stealing the TV. And this person is so caught in watching the TV that instead of stopping the thief, this person continues watching the TV and follows the thief. Continues watching the TV. So, the Yamudutas come and take the subtle body. And the subtle, Yamadutas come and take the subtle body. The subtle body is like the TV. And the watcher, the person watching is like the soul. So, they
so
take...
the soul goes with the subtle body.
Yeah.
Because of that.
The Yamapasha, which catches the soul. Actually, the Yamapasha cannot catch the soul because Yamapasha is material and the soul is spiritual.
Okay.
So, Yamapasha actually catches the subtle body.
Okay.
The noses of Yamaraj. And then, the subtle body is dragged and the soul goes with it because the soul is attached to the subtle body. Soul thinks, this is the way I will enjoy. So, the soul goes from one body to another body with the subtle body. And even in the embryo, the soul and the subtle body are together. It is not that the subtle body comes later, rather the consciousness manifests at a later stage. So when you talk about manifestation of consciousness also, it's at various levels.
Okay.
Just like if a person is sleeping and then we may shake them. They may turn on the other side. Or sometimes in our sleep only when we feel cold, we may not wake up but we will look for a blanket and pull it on top of us. Or if a blanket is on our neck, we'll put it on our face. Now in the daytime when we wake up, we may not remember it. So, even when we are not fully conscious, certain reflex actions can continue to happen. And when we wake up also, we may do the same reflex actions. But certainly, the body is a machine. And the machine will perform certain things as its reflex actions, as its default functions.
Both the bodies are like machines.
Yeah, correct. Both the bodies are like. So, when it said consciousness manifests at a particular point. Now, if you look from the perspective of science, modern science has no way to quantify consciousness. How do you quantify? You can say that brain waves are going. But if the brain waves were the sign of consciousness, the brain waves are present in the embryo also for a substantial amount of time. You say heartbeat is a sign of consciousness. Person may be in coma and the heart is still beating. So, there are some parameters which correlate with consciousness. But there's no one parameter which you can say, this is parameter is present, therefore the person is conscious. This parameter is not present, so the person is not conscious. It's not like that. So the consciousness is, we could say, present in a very undeveloped or nascent stage earlier. And that is also a result of the body's lack of development. Just like the mind, the subtle body may have lust within it. But for a 4, 5, 6 year old boy or girl, that doesn't manifest because the body is not appropriate. When one comes to adolescence, puberty, at that time, those desires start manifesting. So the soul is always conscious and even the subtle body, the impressions are there. But without the proper appropriate biological instrument, they don't manifest. So like that, when for example, the egg and the sperm are united and they just form one unicellular organism. At that time, there is no functionality for consciousness. There's no biological device for the channeling of consciousness over there. So that channeling of consciousness may take a substantial amount of time. And that, so we could say that will take a few months. And after those months have passed, when the body has also become sufficiently developed, diversified with various functions happening, then the consciousness will manifest through the body. So rather than saying saying that consciousness appears at a particular time, that appearance is not so much in terms of creating of consciousness, or not is it in terms of the suddenly a consciousness is something which comes from somewhere over there. Rather, the body becomes suitable for the manifestation of consciousness to be seen by our perception or by our understanding. Body becomes an adequately developed device, developed machine for the manifestation of consciousness.
What point of time does